should say it, be hired by somebody as a worker, which in those days was considered perhaps a bit degrading, in order to be able to support his wife. Rabbi Yoel said, yes, that's mitanah eflach. And Rabbi Yonah said, no. No one is required to have to go to work for anybody else. It's fascinating. Working for somebody else is considered to be like, you know, not like if you're an eved. And then Rabbi Natan quotes many different versions of the Rabbi Elio and Rabbi Natan as they disputed. Again, our source is the Shulchan Aruch. The Yeshomah Oda Chayav the Taske Atzik of Paul Bogos and Shul Shul Rabbi Elio.
Where are you?
Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Siman Ayin Siv Gimel, towards the end of Siv Gimel, which we saw yesterday in Shir. And this dispute between Rabbi Elio and Rabbi Natan is found in a number of places. That's just yesterday we saw it both in Tosfos and the Rush, slightly in the Watch. Let's just speak again for a minute. I don't want to review the whole thing, but a little bit. Tosfos and of Samach Gimel and Alpha, we saw already a few times. See it again. The Ome Eni Zom Eni Mepharnis. We can Mochir Rabbi Elio, Shechayev Odom Lahaske Atzal Lama Tinokos, Olasas Molocha Acheres, the Lozon Es Ishto. If Lo Kain, I didn't tell that it's on board in Melocha. Why are you considering more if you're not going to work for that? You have a Kuntus Pirish, the Shabdazan of a Farnas, who can negate the Lacha Shal Isha. Or the Virah Eflach. You can be Dover, but in the times that Eflach means Avodah Zakarka. That's what it means. It's a literal translation. The Haska, that's what to how to literally rent yourself out, that's the word, become a Poel. You're not required to work for somebody else. You only have to do work yourself. The Rush is a little bit more elaborate. Let's turn to the Rush. Again, we saw this yesterday. When the Rush quotes this, Rabbi Natan, he adds a phrase, which we saw on the screen yesterday from the Beis Yosef. He quoted this Rush. Now we'll try to see it again in print, which you always prefer, if possible. Here we are. The dispute in the Siman Lamed Beis in the Rush. Okay. Let's go. It is as follows. Here we go. This is as follows. The Eflach, those are my edition. It's page Lamed Vav. The line starts the word Eflach. It's about the 10th line in Siman Lamed Beis. We have a different edition. It's just before he quotes Mordechai and Zion. The Eflach ain't a road from a schirus. El avodo shederech o ish lavod beveso. So that more expansive version is teaching us, even according to Rabbi Natan, you have to do something which is derech ha'ish lavo. Now, in those days, they worked in the house. Today, people get jobs in the offices, and their employees getting paychecks on a weekly or monthly basis. So Rav Rosenthal Zal, the great goyin from Haifa, paskind, that Bismana says no longer applies. Nowadays, since it is Derech Ha'ish, Lavet Chutz Lebeisu as a Poel, to hire himself out at an annual, weekly, monthly paycheck. So the times have changed. That's what he says. And this is, again, a matter of great dispute. But we did see a number of disputes within this dispute we spoke about yesterday. Number one, is the man required, even according to Rabbi Elio, to hire himself out as a worker to give her beyond the bare minimum? Maybe only the bare minimum he has to hire himself out as a worker. But maybe to give her the higher expectation of Olimo and Yeredesimo, perhaps not required to go that far. Right. And then number two, is he required to undertake what we call a Malacha Bezuya, as we saw yesterday in our discussion in the Shia. And we ended with the Ezer Mikodesh. Take a look over here, and the Ezer Mikodesh is printed on the bottom, has to ask for Kapoel. He wants to know the after Chop Magzim al Psochim. You have to go Shnar. You have to go Shnar. You have to go, you know, stick your hand out. Make your hand out. It's very degrading. He said, you know, if it's filling, you're not required. And nobody if it's filling. Now you have to go knock on doors to buy filling. That's a Mrs. Hased. Here it's a Los Hased. And it's a distinction in Tarnav, Mrs. Hased versus Los Hased. By spending more than one fifth of your money. Los say you're obligated, and I say you're not. It's a big difference. Rabbi say, his Los say it's passive. Oh, no, so lo yigra. The Los that they're discussing over there is not the Yitchazer. It's giving away all your money rather than the Yitchazer. that give all your money as opposed to a violating a law that says b'shev al tase? Not so simple. He's assuming it. Okay, look what he said like this. V'nir shekeinu b'zeh. Shemivaz b'ez g'day shlo yilav rav mitzis lo sasei k'sheinu niyochol l'fanis es atzmo ayidei molocha. Take a imagine the guy. And they tell me that he's avoiding a lav by giving away all his money. So what's going to happen? He has no money. He's giving away his money. What's going to be? Her pshita shurak asmach shikamo me'abriyas. Look, it's not because nefesh. If he's going to die, Rabbo says, you're supposed to eat pig rather than die. It's one of the big three. So he's going to eat pig, give away all his money. How's he going to live? Schnorr. This is right. What's going on? Fascinating, right? That was a big coach. Fascinating. Okay? Ulefamin. How is that? They have a psalm of Dafka. She pikuach nefesh. No, how come it's lost? They put me shal shachamuris. So you can't schnorr. You're going to starve to death. You're allowed to eat. He'll have to eat the pig. We might should know some column based on the Shush Mitzvahs Losa say, She'enu Yochel the Fires is Atzim Yigio, Mavua Shemutu Lazal of Sochim, Gilakai Mitzvahs Losa say. Abba Kosis, he says.
These are all things that are individual.
Hold on one second. Hold on. In my humble opinion, Abba Kosis is not a good rhyme. I don't understand what he's saying over here, Abba Kosis. Think the Mila came to Raisa, every mitzvah is low, so I say. Why? Because Yopta Vemila should have Savina Baba Shvisa and Torah, Kadosha, Yeshkam came mitzvah is low, so I say. He's a pillay ploy mamish! What he says. The reason you have to give up all your money to get Arba Kosis is because since you have to give away all your Arba Kosis, excuse me, give all your money and have to do a low, so I say, and do Malach, and there's a low, so I say, and Arba Kosis is on Yoptiv, it's way over my head. Way over my head. Hard for me to understand the grass. Doesn't add up. Can I tell you my pshat? That's a long shiur. I'm not going to do the whole thing right now. It's not Iranian right now. Don't blame me. Ezem the Kurdish brought it in. Lefiani is daiti, which is a separate category of mitzvah called mitzvah presume nisa. V'horaya. The Rambam writes, if you sell your shirt to light Ner Chanukah. Says the Magad Mishnah, where do you get it from? A Mishnah Arab Sochim. First Mishnah Arab Sochim, right? They have to give Onish of Yisrael, you have to give him money from the why? It's part of Abba Kosis. No, it's Chayim. What's it do with Chanukah? Teretz is, there's a category called Mitzvah Pesum and Nisa. Although they are the Rabbanon, the Chazal and Takin unique halachas for this category, and many unique halachas. Who knows what else is unique besides having to spend more than 1/5 of your money? Who else? What's unique about them? Anybody? This category of mitzvahs. They're over the Rabbanim. And they're more common than the Rices in many respects. They want to give a what else is unique about this category of mitzvahs of Pesum and Nisa? One thing is to spend more than one of your money. By the way, the Menachas Chinuch says, that he talks there about the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. He said, Megillah is a very important thing. It's like all of the mitzvahs, you have to spend up to 1/5 of your money. In my opinion, it's not true. It's been more than 1/5 of your money. Because Megillah is the third of the three. Abba Kosis is a Mishnah. Chanukah is a Rambam. Megillah should be the same as those. And he has Daiti. Good. What else? Okay, what else there is? Women Achayim. Zman Groma. What's the famous expression of the Gemara? Five words. Anybody? It's found in three places in Shas. Abba Kosis. Then Chanukah. Megillah. Av Hein Hoyu. Also an ace. It's come on three places. It's in Pesachim by Abba Kosis. It's in Megillah. It's in Shabbos by Chanukah. It's a separate category on both sides. Unique category. What else?
Shabbos.
What is it? Shabbos. How are Pesum and Nisa aspects different in other respects? Aside from that, you have to make a. Yeah, you have to. Give up for your money. You have to women a chayev. You have to make a brach. So unique brach. Austin's level saying. You only find that here. Only by pursuing these mitzvahs. You say it on Chanukah. You say it on Megillah. And Pesach, we've spoken in the past from the Rebbe, Zichron of the Racha. We make a big deal out of this. And you say it the Yosef, the Shabbos Hagadol. I don't know exactly by heart, but. Something like this, it's in the Aleph base. and it's this is in the second part, which is about the positives, and the letter Resh. Rishon Mevarach al Hayayin, the first cup you make a Baruch Per Gofen. Ve'ena Omer Neis Adayin, you make a Baruch Per Gofen, whatever, Yonkim Shachiyot, you don't make a Neis Adayin. Why? Shetzarach L'Omer Ba'agoda, V'Rol L'Kof Lo Ayin. It's a rhyme. In other words, V'Hakatz Man, Kiddush is Man, Ve'ena Mes Adayin. But you should have said Shas Nisim, smack there. And only if you don't, you're going to say Asher Golano, which is more inclusive. So these three are, how they unique? You got to spend more than 150 of your money. You got to make a bracha. Women are chayiv. Anyone else know?
It's Doicha Avelus.
It's Doicha Avelus, these three things.
Anyone else is Doicha? I passed away unfirm. I had to
that's
give
true, but
gila,
that's
and
true.
I had to have a firm suit.
That's true, but that's not exactly, it's slightly different. But it is Doicha something else. Very likely. Talmud Torah. The Gemara is referring to the Sefer Megillah Daf Gimel. That Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah. So they ask the Kasha. Every mitzvah is Doicha Talmud Torah. Well, yeah, I've learned I won't take a lulav, if I won't hit a shofar. What's going on with this Rambam? What's the Gemara? But what's going on? The answer is, if you look at the Rashash, it's Doicha Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. A typical mitzvah cannot be done by others is not Doicha Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. So we have Rebbe. Rebbe was supposed to say Kriya Shema. We sang a shir. If you say a shir and you say Kriya Shema, it'll be Bittul Torah. So you just said Shema, you saw for a second, say Kabbalah Shema Shemaim, and didn't say Shema. How can that be? The Rosh Der Brahma explained, because Talmud Torah and the Rabbin. Oh, but these three, Adochim and Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. The other one, maybe, the Gemara is a Masechta Nedarim, that one of the Amoraim drank Arba Kos, and it was sick till Shavuos. And a headache for Shavuos. Are you required to get sick of every mitzvah to say? Could be not. Could be it's only like one more with one for your money. Now, I'm a shiur about this, not going into it now, just once we're starting a little bit. Where did all this come from? Where Chazal get all this from? Make a new category of mitzvahs. It's usually came there, I said, take it. Lanias Daiti, the paradigm, the Torah precedent for all this, is nothing else than Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sibri, that's the ultimate source and model for the mitzvah Pesum and Nisa. And it links together with Korban Pesach. V'amartem zeh pesach ul Hashem, which is a pasuk we say, after it's not just enough to bring the cup to speak about it. Oh, this I have called an amazing nitziv. The nitziv has in his parish on Chumash. How do you know that you have more than one-fifth of your money? Oh. So before we get to that, the Sefer Achinuch writes that women are chayav and Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mechasinach kvalt! It's man grama! In my opinion, no. Knew it, because that's the source of all these things that we have. About Arba Kosis and the others, the Megillah, it all comes from this. Because women are chayim, had the source for this, based on psukim, etc. But then maybe as follows, the Rambam, the Siv writes on the pasuk of the mechsas nefashos, down in the Pashas HaChodesh. What does mecha? You know what mechas means? You know what the word mechas means?
Tax.
Right, so the tziv, korban pesach is a tax. You can't say, I don't have enough money for it. You gotta pay no matter what. Go tell the IRS, I don't have enough money to pay. Put them in a mitzvah, says, well, the one for my income. Are you crazy to lock you up? You can't do it. It's a tax. So the tziv, and that's pshat the mishnah, tzachim. That arba kosis, you have to give all your money. Amazing pshat the tziv. It fits into what I'm saying. It's based upon the Dindaraisa. Abba Kaisis is like Korban Pesach. I'm not the Dindar Pesach. It's Sumanisa. I'm going to tell you this is a whole longer shir. But I couldn't resist giving you this my alternative to the A's of the Kurdish Pshat. This Pshat for me is wild. Okay, maybe because I have my own Pshat. That's, you know, when you have your own Pshat, it's hard to get someone else's. But this is even a little bit over the top. In any event. Oh! Ali Gabi Sherim Sus. Yesh Tainu Lefavim. Shigam he taps the lapsach on the kavasay. I told you now. I don't get mishulachim. I get mishulachot. Never had this in the old years. Women come out to collect money. It was unheard of. I'm a rav now 40 years in my shtela. At the beginning, I never heard of a woman coming out. I never heard of it.
So what changed?
What changed? Live in egalitarianism. Role of women. If he can go to collect, I can also go to collect. I'm saying it tongue in cheek, but the davonenu, that's what it is. That the women wouldn't go out. Now they're going out to collect money. Let her go out and collect the money. See, writes like this. Kira calls Maja Parnosa Bechobit Mishalo. You can't get her all. She should get the blockers and master math. We should ask the cost of your bites. Mashenking, she gilded a Parnosa, Shaya de Brios. They have to snore. Adra, I'll be suggesting. Tutula de Garba Koshimidinsa. And I didn't have up. Step around, it's harder for a man. I don't believe it. That means to step around just to take trips. But they go snore, knock on doors. How can it be easier for a man than a woman? For a woman than a man? Impossible. I can't believe it. It's hard for me to believe that. Sorry, Olin Bechose. How do you like that? I'm just letting you know what it says over here. I both have a whole different mahalach and this whole zach. Anyway. Fine. So that the bottom line is that this is where it happens to quote. It's amazing what he quotes here at the bottom. Was in the Beit Shmuel, Eftach Okir, has to be proper work. Towards the end, he says, follows. He thinks that Tzchiris is Kenira Shagara Mechazar Al Apsachim. What's going on? Unbelievable. Let's read it again. Watch this. Watch. Kulam and Achayemus, he tattled Imo Laps Al Apsachim. What? It's a greater indignity. Certain parts of the world it is this way. I can't believe he's writing this. It's a greater indignity to go to work than to just snargel. What?
Not in our time.
Unfortunately, that's crazy. What this is right. Look what he says. What's his right? Wow, look what he says. Chazal say, that's Avdus, Avdus. He says, "Ein tzor limkuras atzmo, u'mashkenu schirus, hagam she'enu of Avdus mamish." Rabbi Natan put them together. And parnosa v'kavod mutal haskir, v'chenu v'ulai b'achzar l'psochem. But he's on to something. This idea, Rabbi Osai, that there's a comparison between hiring yourself out to become an Eved, where the idea is that only a person who steals, Rachmano Litzlan, has to be sold for Avdus, right? But
maybe,
not for anything else.
Maybe he's talking about what we would call an indentured servant. It's not as simple as working of the
dead. If that's what he means, then it's a whole different story. You are completely correct. I didn't think he meant that, but maybe you're right. Maybe that's what he meant. I can't say it for sure. But there is a Drushas Chazal, which may be relevant to this discussion. For both sides. There is a... here. Rabbi Natan that we saw yesterday in the Mordechai, Simon Reish Hei, from today's Makoros, Chuvas Rabbi Natan, he says, Ein mutter olav limkor atzo be'evi ivri olahaskar atzo. He puts them in the same breath. They can have it ivri. Pilei ploim. Why? Because he says, Ein lola bala, Ein mutter olav limkor atzo be'evi ivri olahaskar atzo ken lezuna lefarnaso. Why? So he sold only for doing Geneva, but not in order to support a wife. That line I'm not finding right over here. The line is somewhere in the Rabbeinu Tam. Perhaps we look in the where these halachas are found. Because Rabbeinu Tam is found in the Rosh, in Tosfos, in the Mordechai. Each one adds a little twist. Not found in the other one. So the Rambam, it's just a question, the Rambam, like I've been a LEO or not. I'm not going to go into that discussion. Okay. Watch this. Upol Namedar Shinan Babakabakuf Design Shubichlav alol avadim lavadim. What's going on? It's like an Eved. The plain pole, in some ways, is like an Eved. Some ways is like an Eved. Because over here, okay, this is Nagos Maimini, Perek Yud Beis and Hilchos Ishus, Os Ches. I think it's where I saw it. I'm not seeing it right now. Because it's Rosh Chazal, of a Dimka Bignei Vaso. Only if he stole, is he sold as an Eved Ivri. But not sold as an Eved Ivri just to support his wife. Then he makes this tremendous leap, which we find so counterintuitive, in someone who was sold as an Eved Ivri and someone who was going to work to earn a paycheck. We, for in our minds, they could call Mizrach Mimayrav. But the Rabbi Natan made some kind of equation between. Okay, our boss, this is our entree for today's year. This is this year. Well, yesterday's year.
But what kind of connection could there possibly be?
To what?
Between the two.
Paul Eved Ivri?
Yeah.
That was Rabbi Natan quotes a Gemara. As a matter of fact, there are poskim who maintain, based upon this, that one is not permitted to sign a multi-year contract as a worker. We sell more than 3 years, it's already closer to 6 years of an Eved Ivri, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
I'm not saying it's not allowed. There are some poskim who say it's not allowed. You cannot sign a contract for more than three years or more.
Should be offered to work as a junior associate or law firm.
You have no counting and fire within a year. That's not a problem.
Yeah, but they're basically indentured servants.
Okay, that's another story. But they can fire you in a second. Now, both sides, this is all our entree. Okay, we had a good time. This is exciting stuff.
How does it fit into Sunday's shiur versus the halakha, it's more than just an individual shiur, but a relationship shiur? The idea of saying, which is really that's
technically a saying. Yaakov is saying, we had a whole shiur on Sunday, we try to explain why the nature of the obligation of a husband to a wife is not merely, or Sunday or Monday, whatever we spoke about, is not merely a financial one, as you quipped. The right relationship is everything. It's not the Chase Manhattan Bank. This is a marriage. And it's more relationship oriented, that we have to eat with her, and you can't just give her the money. It's degrading, she shouldn't be eating with you. You put many riots to that, try to demonstrate that yourself. You're right. That is a true Yisrael Kwanter, the post can point out, Kwanter Rabbar Rabbar, even the Giyaz Mabul and Nisto is included in that category, though others disagree with that point. You're not wrong, but they're speaking here from a technical perspective, and that's what Rabbi Natan is suggesting, this is so. As a matter of fact, those who argue with Rabbi Natan, that we saw the Kasha, the risk yes against Rabbi Natan, against Rabbi Nolio, we don't find that a person is required to go to work and go to pay off a debt. So the answer to the cash for Rabbi Leo is, it's not a debt, it's a relationship thing. You are correct, and we've used your svara in the past. So for now, this not everyone accepts it necessarily, but we'll accept. Both say Adkan is still Shirayim from yesterday's year, because we did the Christian Chubis and Simon Ayan. Yeah, I'm sorry?
Could you
remind
you that
with
the Daftal and the Beis, regards to Abelis, where the husband has to
that? Daftal and the Beis, we're going to discuss in a moment, or maybe in a few moments, it's going to come up. Not in the Avelis concept, but in the idea of Hatzor Samita, which comes up over the end of Daled Avelis. I didn't find it in the Makoros, I didn't want to add extra. It was a pretty long as it was. Do I have any sources I left to myself? Hold on. Gave them all away. Hold on, I have one left. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. We're going to go on and let's try to go a little bit in order, these Makoros, although, you know, I'm trying to go into some kind of an order, but, I made a mistake. Okay. In paragraph number 3, Shita Mekubetzes, the Dibamas Leviim, so I made a mistake, because the second citation is the end of Dibamas Leviim. I made a mistake on the Dibamas Leviim, okay, because I had a different edition originally. Okay, so take, cross out those words, Dibamas Leviim, Ika HaBeis, cross them out, and it's in the same Dibamas Leviim, it's in the print that most of you have, actually the very end. The paragraph ends with the word lassos. So it'll be easy to find it. I just had a different edition originally. It was all one big long sentence. My mistake. Okay, let's take a look at both sides. Our Nafsam of Vavam and Aleph. Let's see what the Gemara says. So the Mishnah began by Betzias Aisha Umasi Odeha Labala. Okay, so this is our major, again, we're learning two things now. We're learning the Chizchiv of Mizonos, and what we call Moser, and her Chiv correspondingly of giving him her Metziah, and her Masi Odeha, and her Metziah. Fine? This is the quid pro quo. So the Gemara says like this. So there's a machlokas, the last line on the previous daf. If the Metziah is Isha's Atzmar, Kibbutz is Labal. Hashto, Mahadofo, the top of the page. The Masi Odehi, Omer Abakiva, the Atzmar, Metziah's Lo Kolshkein. The machlokas, Mahadof. It's not. Konam shani osa lepicha, and it's our lafer. Rav Kiva omer yafer shemet tadif olav yosim and aroylo. Okay, see what's going on over here. So it's hadafa, which is what she makes for herself. Kiva all she can keep. So metziah should be a kol shkein. Ala epuch metziah siyshu lebarla. Kiva omer liatzma. Oh, very nice. I got the liatcha. I be chiyosu rabbi namar rabbi yochan badaf of the edchak shalor the edchak. Excuse me. Kulam ala pligi the baal havi. Keep pligi badaf of the edchak. Tanakama some of the baal rabbi yakiva some of the atzma. Was he right? Or a papa? Mitziyosu kadaf of the edchak dami. In a chanami. It has the same status. Mitziyos treat as a adaf of a yedei edchak. Hat kan the gemar. What do I suggest? Look at Rabbi Akiva Rabban. It's machlok. Bora Papa, also solo shtayim b'masachas now. She's a multitasker. Hadafa de etchak means she works extra hours. No, she was the same amount. She's a multitasker. She does two things at once. Bora Bina shlosha arba b'masach. Ooh, Chaim Oyser. They write letters and they have to give stuff and they have to answer shaylos and then talk on the telephone. She was supposed to be a super multitasker at the same time. She's like that. Take. Ad kanabosai the Gemara. Good. So it's a Gemara. Very nice. A simple Gemara. Relatively simple Gemara. Okay. Now, how do you measure all these things? How far is she, what's she required to do? Look at the Tosefta, please, in Perek Hey. I love to get, try to go in order. Some kind of an order. Okay, Tosefta, please. Perek Hey. Halacha Gimel. Tells you what a woman's required to do. Halacha Shisha Osa Lebala. Shiva. Shiva Gubim Halacha. Vishar Lahutrachu Limonos. What does that line mean? Shar Lahutrachu Limonos. What do the words mean? I translate those words. So the Minchas Bikurim says nothing. And in my text, the Minchas Yitzchak on the side, how do you translate? Pishem Malachos Kalos, Kol Shamash Lefano, Belimos Lo Kos, Ve'osu B'mikol Shkei Mehana Demani. Wow. So, Limos Lo Kos, one of the, what they call the romantic roles. L'Shamash Lefano, to be, can you forget the expression, forgive me please, at its beck and call. We shall see this. This is a very serious question. It applies nowadays. It's very complicated. She has to be at his beck and call. She has to sit there to be ready to do whatever he asks her to do. Now, is that really a requirement? I mean, is that really true? Was it ever true? Is it true? You have to analyze this a little bit carefully and see what's happening with this. It's very important to see what the nature of these obligations are. Very, very important. So we'll try to go slowly and figure out what everyone's obligations are, then and now, because things can change from one tekufa to another. Take a look over here at both sides and see what a woman's really required to do for her husband. Okay? Let's take a look at both sides in the rush in Perek Vav. Just try to go a little bit in order to get some a feel for what her obligations are. Okay, the rush is in Perek Vav. End of Siman Aleph goes to Siman Beis. Right to Russian's files. Kosei Rabbeinu Meir Alevizal. Rama. Hodem et ziyosa lebalo. Haino dafka ben nizonis. Abo ve'ena nizonis. Kebila eva v'eva. Instead of v'sivah shem eva, he's not feeding her. He's not feeding her. So I said, Rama. V'lo dog bozeh. The Rama's wrong. Lo mashkachas isha she'ena nizonis ve'ena nizonis. Ela bo meres. Eini nizonis ve'eni yoni. She says that explicitly. Okshamala bala si mas yadachem zonosach ve'im misapekes. Right, we saw it before to Machlekes, but that's easy to assume. V'keim and v'rishus ko'avdi chashina li'evo. They reached an accommodation and agreement. No rancor over here. There's no rancor. Finished. So he's arguing with the Rama on this Likud. Keep this in mind. We'll get to how the Shulchan Aruch views it later on. This is the end of Siman Aleph. Now Rabosai, Siman Beis. Starts by calling the Gemara itself. So let's read the Rush here. Those are my editions. Page Mem, the top line. Those are the old edition. It's just before the Korban Asadal Osei. Haidei Atchak, Kegon. Also some Malacha Belelos, Bishar Shebnei Odom Yeshenim. She works overtime. Overtime. She's sleeping, she's working. It's a Machlokes, Ketana Kamar, Meshiva. And Halacha Ketana Kamar goes Levaila, so past the Rav Haigo. We'll get to it later, those who disagree. Omer HaPapa, watch this now. Mitzia kadavar de atchak. Pirish. Mitzia shay de atchak. Ooh. Rabosai. If a woman walks in the street and finds a diamond ring, that's a tchak. Ever tell my greatest Hashem Aveda story? You want to tell you? My greatest ever Hashem Aveda. My Shoy Kachoy. Before I was married. So I was a bochur the yeshiva right here. I used to eat breakfast in the yeshiva every day. No? So those days at breakfast, I would, you know, I used to have a sandwich, an egg, and a roll, and a sandwich. And that was my breakfast. I used to go to wash. In those days, it was a very long time ago. One day, I come to the washing, said, you know, this our cabin has one sink. We made it that way. There's other sinks in the back. There's only one sink in the whole big, but it's still true to this day. Only one sink. And there's a sink, and there's a ledge, and there's a mirror. You go there, you'll see it today, you'll see it lunchtime. Well, then tomorrow, supper time, you'll see it's there, same thing. I'm going to wash one day, I have put my stuff on my table, and on the ledge, right on the ledge, I see a sparkling, shiny diamond ring. It could be worth a fortune. I wouldn't, it could have been glass, I don't know the difference, but it could have been worth a fortune. First thing is, I took it and I put it right into my pocket. No one else should swipe it. Then I said, this is more important than breakfast. Who here can I find? We know what happened. You know, the women don't, they take the ring off to wash, and then suddenly put it in their mouth, they pay to put it down. But she put it down, forgot it. I said to myself, there's only one ring here. Probably it's a woman who's engaged. If she'd be married, there'd be two rings. You know, most women who are married have a wedding band too. They don't have to, but that's the reality. Sure enough, I see a lot of people, not that many women in the cafeteria, at least in those days, at 9 o'clock in the morning in the cafeteria. There's one couple, and you know, she looks like she's engaged, she looks like she's not married yet, you know, just like engaged. This is it. But on the other hand, you're not going to get back. I'll tell what I have. But a simon, what kind of simon? I know that diamond or a simon. I decided to use the following simon. I hope this oyskal in Allah. I walked over to the two of them and said, good morning, good morning. By the way, did any of you lose anything? I'm not giving away anything, it could be anything. The girl looks down at her finger and goes, ah! That's a simon muvuk. Gave her back the ring right away. That was my biggest hashem as I've ever. Okay, so that was out of a tzia de atchak. I just was walking in the cafeteria and I saw it there. I don't know, tchak. So a tzia de atchak, when someone's looking around, and they have people looking at me, unfortunately, looking at me, you're going to see these people there. And they're looking at the garbage things, looking for Matthias there, what they're going to find. That's what he said. That's a Matthias, which is Hadover de Etchak. But time you see a Matthias in the street, the Rosh says, why should we go over there? Interesting. That's what he says. We'll have to look at Shulchan Aruch, see if that's quoted. Okay, fine. Right, there are both sides. Look what it says. Baruch Papa, he wants to do various advice in the Gemara. Tiku, Pirush Avai, the Rabbanon come in boil him. The Dilma, Afal Gav, the Badafa, Shadi Atchak, Abu Rabbanon, the Labala. Remember, Rav Hai is passing like the Rabbanon, so he has to wait that he's in a he wants to make sure these ibaras go to halacha according to the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say it goes to the husband. So what's this shot over here? Even though they say it goes to the husband, maybe shtayim bevasachas efshet lo mechayvalei. True, if I go beyond the time and I work at night, it goes to my husband. If I'm a multitasker, the extra task should go to me. Three or four, teku, this is a teku, have the answer. Period. The Rabzal, Pirish Nofakert. Dani Bias Adiba Rabbi Akiva. Ubali Rabbi Akiva Demadafa the Athak is Liatzma. Who are dynamic also stambalophas? Multitask is the same thing. No. O Dilma. Kavan the low ayadeathakavi. Lebala, excuse me. Came and shalor the etchak, have a lebala. And I'm close to the etchak. That has lebala. What then shtembalachas have a lebala? Why? Yeah, she's a multitasker. She can do easy for comes naturally for her. Lam Rabbi Kiva liatzme, look, also malacha b'shas shebnei adam yishenim. But multitasker. She's not working extra hard. She just is a God-given gift. Avrabonan the army adaf the atchak libala goes to the husband, right? Goes to the husband. Kolshken osa shtayim story the atchak. Whatever that shvera kolshken we saw in the base medrash. That's a plush the kolshken. We tov zen near the lachar of Yekiva. So machlokas gedoli aposken going back 1,000 years. How do we paskin? Unresolved here. The rush quotes both opinions. Everyone with me so far? Now, how is this passing the halacha lemaisa? It is thin.
If it were the other way,
what does that mean?
She's not a multitasker, but she's a super slow worker.
Yeah, the absent treatment. So what do you do?
She doesn't produce enough.
So what do you do? Divorce her.
So maybe that would be an indication that a multitasker is also hers.
Ah, it goes both ways. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Pei.
Maybe the chak is on her. If she's in financial straits, he's not providing.
Maybe. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Pei. Let's see what it says. Siman Pei discusses this explicitly. See what it says. At the very beginning. Siman Pei is the equivalent of Siman Ayin, right? Ayin is he has to support her. And Pei, she has what she has to do for him. Take a look at Simon Pei at the beginning. Sip out. Doch ka'atzma ve'osasa yosem e'aroyla with extra long hours. Ha'mosa le'baal. The word moser is equivalent to the word hadafa de'etchak. Keep that in mind, because we had the word moser before. Have hadafa de'etchak now. The same word is being used, moser. Okay, do we pass in this way? Is this passing to halacha lemaisa? What do you say? Is this really a psak halacha lemaisa? I have to look in the sources to see how we pass in. Remember the last source, the very last source. This is the next to the last line on the previous sheet. Simon Pei Sifalf with the chelkas mechokek. It says das amagad sifkot beis. This is already. Let's go back to the last sheet. Das amagad mishnah filuk sheosla b'shosh v'yanim yishenim. Umikoshken, multitasking. Now, but the koshken is that way. The other way, as we said before, it's not so simple which way this koshken really should go. But that's the way it's quoted over here. And he quotes on the side, the Magen Mishnah explains, the Rambam left out the Baya of Kama Malachas with Vasachas, because they're quoting to Rabbi Akiva, who says, I detrak as the Atzma. That means that people are sleeping. Now, even going to Rabbi Akiva, when she works people sleeping, belongs to her. Still, if you do you multitask, it's in the Baya and the Gemara, maybe it goes to the husband. So, according to Ram Pasak Tanakama, and the Adchak goes to him, Koshke, as we saw before the rush. It's going on the side over here for the Magad Mishnah. Fine? Fine. I am the tour every day, I stairs with the Machlokas. I mean, a Chadar Rabbi, the rush, lo echriya. Says the Beit Shmuel, the Chadar Bhol. Tuchal o isha lo makim li l'kemad ama l'atzmo. Kod ha-vach, shekei noag im b'dinas elu, shlo lehotzi miyar isha shum adof ha-yde et chak. How do you like that? Against the Mechabim. The Mechabim says, doch ha-atzmo, v'yosso yosem erolam, also the Baal, and the Baal says, with all respect, I'm Yosef Kau, we're not following you. Because it's an unresolved question in the rush, machlokas to go on him, and it's like we have motzei mechaveh all of a riot. So she keeps it. So paskins the chelkos mechokek. Okay, this was already on the last sheets. But adofai deet chak, moreover, abosai means she's working with wool, which is required to do, and she works extra hours. What are those things which nobody does? She goes way beyond those things which are not normally done, which not wool. She goes way beyond wool. That's the maramakum that I asked you to see next. I'm wondering why I have to see it, but it seems fits in the right in this discussion. We'll go on the screen for this, because it's a tour. I know somebody has a tour, somebody have a tour, and one person has a tour. Two people have tours. I didn't expect anyone to have a tour. Shulchan Aruch, yes? I'm not expecting you should have a tour. I'm using it as frequently. So take a look at the tour in Evan as in Simon Sadi, hey? As I asked you to see it in the Makara sheet. Let's see what it says. Watch this. It's all about almana. Almana. So it says that they have to support her with. Kevin Shachai Mizona Sel, Masi Odesh Alehen. Fair is fair. Fair is fair. Okay? Now, watch this. Kos the Rashba. That's where we start. Almana Shinizonis Vena Yisom. Viniach Bala Karka. Vihish Bichoso. She wasn't just a plain lady doing. Working with wool. She's an entrepreneur. And she takes real estate, she buys, she sells, she develops, she builds. Woohoo! I know such a lady. She's a real estate developer. It's the same thing. She's mashbiach with the real estate. Keva and shemas yodea shalahen, kol ashvach shalahen, all goes to the Yisrael who is supporting her. I feel a schatir chen and hotels. Nothing. The arrived pirish. Afal pishni nizonis, ein ha-shvach she-shbicha ha-kaka shalahen, shalomu mas yodea shalahen al mas yodea ha-kvuhim, kon tova o reges, she's working with wool, al b'mloch ha-cheres, she-ein darka mekach, lo, keivan she-ein em yecholim l'shanosa, I think it means to force her, la-os, to change her, la-os ha-melocha, im osar eli atzma, a klal gadol, Rabbi Osai. If they can force me to do it, because Kofan to the work with Samar we saw, then the earnings go to the husband. If you can't force me, I keep the earnings. That's what the rabbi is saying. Well, in your shali, some is chabat tala shel masi yodea. Now instead of being a wool, weaving wool, she's making millions. Stock market, whatever she's doing, hedge funds. So can he say, at least give me the amount that the decrease from she's not spinning wool for me? Yesh mechayim, yesh kot. It's a machdad, it's always a machdad. Fine. Let's turn my attention out to the base, yes. Quite fascinating. But it is Shuvah Zaraj, which is very important. Whoa. The Dibamasa are different in different editions. The Baralan edition on the screen doesn't have what I'm looking for. I have the tour. I answered this even with a Dibramasal Kosav. Okay, we'll have to find it over here. And end with the word Ulinyan. So we'll have to end here. Where do we begin? You know where we're ending. Where do we begin? Because of a Rashba, that's what.
See, women live in the 13th century.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because of a Rashba. It doesn't quite fit on the screen. It is all. Because of a Rashba, see? B'tshuva. You said, this Askev and the Chosim Stam, Nishtav a Poshet Bein Echem, Shilu Hoyo the Chosim Rubrish, Miksubasa, Komashir, Vichar, Rivers, Vyarshim, Shem the Master Desh Alehem. Unless it's the fair, it's not that way. What do you think? The person who asked in the shower. He says no. Vani Omer. Vani Omer. That's where you're supposed to start. Vani Omer. Right? Finally found it. Vani Omer. Mi yuchal odin ha mashataka mimena. Yoshev es harayas. I can argue these lions. Aval mish didin yeshuva. Shoyisha eina chayevas the churach listor v'livnos lacha v'lin toa. That building is supposed to be a real estate developer. Or an agribusiness woman. Lo this asset beribis or a moneylender, all she has to do is lasos bit semer. Quite an interesting sociological phenomenon, but that's how it was. Bisman and me, Dina de Gavara.
Difference between Turkey and France.
Okay, but for the moment we're talking here about Dina de Gavara. Hold on, many things change today. We'll see soon. Dim roads are balas shanos in the same way as the Turyus. The Malach Acheres, Eina Mashoi. You can't tell her what to do. In these cases of avodim and of this nature, im izonis sha yesomen im shvikh or vikh ba mos lamo no dan shvakh for rabach ze kemas yadel yos dis yesomen says over here. Well, I think we read fundamentally enough already. What's he saying over here? Whatever a woman, but the Torah said, whatever a woman's not required to do, if she did it anyway, she keeps it. It seems to be the rule. What she has to do, he keeps. What she volunteers to do, she keeps.
He was scarred told if she has to give the assignment.
Oh, that's a different question. Narabosai, halacha lemaisa. I saw a fascinating machlokes among recent posts. One of the sons said called the Pischei Choshen. Never hear of it? Never heard of it. Many, many volumes of Yaakov Bloy, Zichron Lebrach, who passed away recently. From the Barat, Eda Charedis.
Amazing man. I got sacked from him.
Ever see him in your own eyes?
Yes, I met with him to do the Shtar Iska for the Israel Discount Bank.
He is the world's expert. He was in a bank. He worked in a bank.
Yeah, Bank Mossad.
He worked in a bank. And the late Avezin said, what did you want in the bank? Come into the Barat. But he wrote his first name, Bris Yehuda. That's his famous name in Ribbis. He worked as a banker for quite a while. He knew the stuff inside out. I only saw him once. He was took for a walk around my school. He spoke for walks. And my son said, that's my blog. We're all his Talmidim, but that pissed the Choshen. 10 volumes, one of them. He writes as follows. You can look it up. It's there. I know it's a little bit, he comes from, but that's a little bit of a different story than we're used to. He writes, a man is not able to force his wife to take a job out of the house. He's writing this in the 21st century. Not 20th. 21st. I believe this is the last volume that I think came out, I believe, after the year 2000, if I'm not mistaken. I'm quite sure.
He was a worldly man. He wasn't,
I know he's worldly, but he still said, and his worldliness extends to things which we don't like to talk about. He says, despite that fact, I mean, this is a direct quotation I wrote down over here. I don't understand. Umikovakov im yotzav irvicha haveizit bichlal mas yodeha v'dochak lomar v'kevan v'ein otzricha Kol Masher Vicha Havet Bechlal Hadafa. The Tzarech Ian Godel. I don't know what he's talking about. Hadafa sure belongs to her. This is better than Hadafa. This we just saw. She's not required to do that. Now go further than that. He himself says along. He has another lashon. The Efshar. Afal pi she'ein ha'yachal l'chufa l'malacha zu. Mikom akom mas yadela bala. In malachas shederech nashim v'kach. That's a chiddush. Pashat, we just saw the Torah. Not true. If you can't force her, then it doesn't belong to you. Unless you hold, as there is an opinion in the Otzer HaPoskin, the Simon Pace and Cotton Bays, that, or Bays, I think, that Bisman has that you can force her to work outside the home in jobs that women are normally doing. What examples do they give? Teaching or secretarial work? Then, if that's true, you can force her to take such a job, then I understand. Then if she makes money, it belongs to you. But how can you have his cake and eat it too? On the one hand, Rabbi Bloy says, you should stop it from working outside the home. And on the other hand, he says, but if she works outside the home, you can keep the money. I don't understand that at all. And even if the Otzer HaPoskim is correct, that you can, in effect, force her today to take a teaching job or a secretarial job, well, why is she a doctor or a lawyer or a hedge fund manager? That's not a job that every woman is well, these days there are more women in medical school than men. Maybe only more words also than men. But maybe that's also changed. I don't know. But certainly not a generation ago.
Does that include the education? Can you not compel her to undertake the education?
No.
Otherwise, how can they do the profession? Right?
Okay, they get before they were married. They're already doctors or lawyers. I don't know.
What if during the marriage, can you?
No. No, I don't think it forced her to go to med school or law school. I don't think so. In any event, Rabbi Osai.
No, but let's say she has a choice between a hygienist and a dentist. The husband says, no, I want to go to the dentist.
I don't think you can force her to do anything. They call him a self-rabbi of Shol Yisraeli. Quote, the belamda lefnei nisueha. When she went to school, before she got married, these days, now women that get educated today, you know, when my wife got educated, she went to a four-year liberal college. It was called Stern College for Women, liberal arts college. She had no employable skills. Most men or women did not have what employable skills upon graduating from college. Okay? By the time she graduated college, she was already starting a family. And she took the slow track. You know, she, Baruch Hashem, raised her children, thank God. Today, they go all the world. They go for a year to seminary. And they get a degree there, hutch patch in the summertime, online, putcha. Then they go to professional school for a year, and they're already earning their money when there's the OTP, TST, all the T's, and the other things like this nature, special ed. By the time they're 19, 20, they already have a second degree. And then they get married, they already have training. So if Israeli writes, if they have training before they're married, is quote, Kimusna va'omed me'ikara. It's as if they made a deal before the marriage. She'taslik b'mitzoa she'roch shalom. They put on a resume for the first date. Degree in special education. She's a degree in occupational therapy. And she says, get married. I'm sitting on Easy Street. You can do what you want. I'm going to sit there all day and read Zanarena or whatever, or Pincus, whatever she wants to read. Good things. And you got to work. What are you talking about? Your resume said you went to PT school. I think I'll be here. So that makes a lot of sense. That's her resume. Now, maybe she shouldn't have done it, but once she did it, that's an unspoken assumption that she's going to, you know, once she had the baby, I can't. I don't want to take care of my child. I'm very, very sympathetic to that. At least for 9 months after they get married, she make a few dollars. And the problem is these days, we'll get to it a little bit later, these days, when in the yeshiva world, everyone has to move to Lakewood or Yerushalayim. There's only two places you can live, Lakewood or Yerushalayim. And the glut of talented young women who've given up jobs, wherever they were, nurses in hospitals, not missed jobs, because they're moving to Lakewood or Yerushalayim. It doesn't enter my cup. You can't learn it. There's nowhere else you can learn but Lakewood or Yerushalayim. Now the answer is no. They have to, but it's a good job. Let it keep a job. You'll find a yeshiva to learn. Either find a yeshiva or a curl to find a nursing job. No. Got it. Right, you know, you got it. Okay, fine. There's nothing wrong with that world. But if that's the case, you can tell her, you have to get a job in Lakewood, Yerushalayim. I can't get this job. I went to school, but you can't expect me to get a job in that city where you want to learn. So you can't have it both ways. You can't demand you have a job in her field, but only in Lakewood, Yerushalayim. The job's not to be had. There's so many married women, and they just married. And they're schlepping from Lakewood to Manhattan, and then they become pregnant, and it's craziness. Craziness. It's L'chaim and the Litn of Lola Tzara we saw yesterday. What's going on? I don't understand this. I'm a simple Jew. I don't understand.
And his resume said Mir Yeshiva or Lakewood. His resume.
Ah, so he also gave it away.
If he would have said otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten the man.
Whatever.
It's
a crazy world. Your work is absurd. I had a shit that was going great until she found out, although his yeshiva and I wants to go to work next year. Dropped him. The world has turned 180 degrees. He wants to go to work. I got the complaint. He wants to go to work so quick, so quick. Achasar mechas tzushen. He wants to go. He's going to put bread on the table. No. He doesn't want to learn 5 more years. It's not interesting. Okay. If everyone's happy, I'm also happy. Yes, not leaving our money, but that's, I don't know, this is a world which I'm, I didn't, so did not grow up this way.
It's not the
it's the yeshivish world. But we started with a Tosefta in Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, Rabosai, and let's take a look a little bit further in that Tosefta. Then we're going to open up to a Rambam. We'll see. Please, Tosefta, Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. We started in Tosefta. We use an important expression. But even a more important expression. What does it say? A place where there are no one can chofa. So I told you this in the very beginning. In a place where it's not her habit to do these things, you cannot force her. That of course extends to the specific ones which are found in the Mishnah. It tells her to decide what the specific ones are. What are they? Grinding the flour, baking, laundering, cooking, nursing, making the bed, and working with wool. Today, what does she not do of those 7? Only 2 of them. She doesn't grind her own flour, and she doesn't work with wool. Other 5, I think she does do. She typically will bake, do laundry, cook, nurse, that depends on the family, and she makes the beds. That's a 5 out of 7. It's not bad, Abedina. But you know what she doesn't do? She doesn't wash his feet. This is often a Tosefta. And you tell your wife to wash your feet, I'll give you a patch. Because it's a mefarish, mefarish. I was looking for a source to say mefarish. I found it right over here, Baruch Hashem, a Tosefta. Can you hear what I'm saying? Sorry for all the single boys who are dreaming of having your feet washed. Forget about it. Just dream on. Forget it. Not happening. Not happening. Okay, fine. That's what it says. In any event, Rabosai, it's interesting. Let's take a look over here. What'll happen, Rabosai, if she wants to do nothing? That's different. If she wants to do nothing, 0, Poshup Shad is that you can still force her to do something. She shouldn't go stir crazy. We saw in the Mishnah about Talavavila de Shimum or Chalila Vachas immorality. I want to show that in print right now. This is the Maharam, it's the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam, Rabosai, and see what it says. Very important Rambam. Okay? Rambam says, that's how he starts Rambam. That's his opening line. Right? You love the Rambam. He doesn't wait till the end. It's the first line. Mayosa, minig abedina. Erig, oregas, rokim, rokemis, tzavis, senatova. Gim lohoya derach nesheir, lasas kol, mulachos ha'elu. Ein akov, just the senat bavad. Not pishta, fine. This is the Rambam. Take a look at Mani Mishnah. Mani Mishnah. Watch this. Avavare b'tzemer kofos asher afil echnis lo kuf shvachis kofolas b'tzemer moshis barba sabach hu pashut hu. Why is it so pashut? Because we're afraid otherwise she'll go stir crazy or chalila v'chas worse. So therefore he can force her to do something. Watch this. He goes right to the quick. Worse than Shima Mizima. Also last of Alocha Kolayom Kulo, which they apparently did in other situations. What's going on? The Rambam is saying that the typical woman is required to work all day. She's to work and make the wool all day. It takes five slaughter worth of wool. What's the details about what that really means, as we shall see soon. The Rambam left out the specific shiur. We'll try to get to it today. If we can't, not tomorrow. Why left that out? Fine. Rabosai. This Magen Mishnah we saw before explains to us why Rambam left out that shiur of Mishkel Hay slaughter. Why did they do that? Ule Sharabenu Sover. Once again, it's all minig. We need five slavas of minig in the time of the Mishnah. Today, it all depends upon the minig. That's why he left it out. Narabos, a question. A man is required to teach his son a trade, correct? Umnus, the Mishnah. What about his daughter? Are you required to teach your daughter a trade? What do you think? Mother is okay. How does she know a trade? Whatever. Are the parents required to teach the daughter a trade? And Shas doesn't find the same, nothing of the sort. The Sefer HaMakneh, by the author of HaFlo, the reason it's Subas, on Kedushin of Lama said you have to teach your daughter a trade too. You know why? I call his man, she's married, her husband's going to take care of her. What if Chas V'Shalom, she becomes a widow or a divorcee? We see it today. Chas V'Chalila, she'll be stuck with nothing. So therefore, you should teach your daughter a trade. This is not a modernist. The Hamakta was a Hasidic Rebbe, or Pinchas Alevi Horowitz, who was a true there with the Roman Franklin, but never lost his Hasidic orientation. They're very traditional. And he's saying to teach your daughter a trade. He's saying today, looking at crazy. Crazy. At the Marab Shik, Tamach Sam Sefer says, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah. A mitzvah. Why? Catch this now. So she should be able to discharge her wifely duty to be able to bring in some income, connect him his own herself. Not a very modern concept. The Hasidic Rebbe was more modern than the Chassam Sofer's Talmud. But they both say the same thing. How do I know it's Bekiyas? I found in the Sefer called Mishnah Saksuba. One that I had in my office.
Who was the one who said that she has to do connect
him his own? The Maram Shik. Chassam Sofer's Talmud. Okay? Interesting. Comes up Eliyashiv and says, hey, if she's busy baking, there's no need for her to get involved in wool. As we saw in the Rambam, she's doing nothing, it's nothing, she's doing something, so let her spend the time baking. That's fine. Good. Now we have this Rambam, and we're going to see more links again, but this is a different link. Can't go sideways. Mishnah Lamech. He really has a lengthy discussion. This one, Aloha Gimel, yes, I put in parentheses. It takes hours to read it. But Aleph, I didn't put this as a not a parenthesis. It's parenthesis of Avalah. It's the first line of the second paragraph. I said Mishnah Lamech Shah. If you saw it yet, but we'll see what we can right now. Shuvas Mari Mat. Okay, watch this. This topic. Where does that phrase come from? Hoysa kaniyo socher? No? Where's it from? Eish Yischayim. Lahavi teref levesa. Teref levesa comes from the same exact parrot. U'mechalpun es balein. They're supporting their hobbies. Hey! What's he doing? Let's make a best case scenario. He's busy learning shots. Okay. If no mash isha gazos ein lebalas chus b'chol asher asasa, you masir del atzma, oh, no. interesting question, right? Udvaram kashen beinah. What kind of question? Hey, hishmet harav divrei gedolei amechaber. Mashal nechuk b'zeh. As the Torah said, b'shem arayved b'almana shishmi. We just came from there, the tour. We read it together. Ava pishin izonet b'nichsi yisomim u'mas yadel shalahem hashevach liatzma shalom u'mas yadam shalahem ala b'mas yadel shakvuim tovel oregas ava moloch acheresh ein darka b'kach lo kevan sheni yachol l'shanos losa molocha imas yadel liatzma rash b'herach iskim izeh. And there are those who disagree, but why did he quote all this? But the Maharaj says, it's a new shayla, never heard of it before. Yitoma. Gabi Isha in Bala, Bonafkal and Midi. Ooh, he's suggesting the following distinction. The Rashba, the Raven, and the Rashbam are talking about a case of an Almana. Dealing with the Yisomim. So there, this principle was enunciated. Perhaps it shouldn't apply to a case of what? Of a married woman. Because perhaps in the case of a married woman, whatever she does above and beyond wool, we'll pay, she's a doctor, a lawyer, whatever she's doing these days, and she makes a lot of money, let it belong to the husband, you know how? To the back door, called Mitzia. Doesn't think more make a comparison we saw earlier today? Hadam for the attack of Mitzia, we saw such a comparison? Hey.
But how would this be Mitzia?
It's equivalent to Mitzia. Because the Gemara seems to make a comparison of some of them and Aleph to Mitzia and Adopher de Atak. That's a suggestion. Watch, but not finished yet. Maybe only about Mono, but it's a husband. It should go into the category of what? Mitzia. Mitzia is a Mono Liatzma. But Mitzia is Isha is a Bala. Whole lesser. It's very great that he rejected this, the Mishnah and Aleph. On what basis? And the Metzias Isha Atzma Pligi Rav Vosa Dim Eina Nizonis Kosev Rama Dim Metzias Atzma. We saw Simen Aleph. But Rosh Cholak Aleph Simen Pei Dalet. In Cain Lema De Sfirle De Ein Zeh Bichlal Masi Odeo Kevin De Ein Abal Zono Vemele Metzias Ali Atzma That's Rama Sheko Safi. He's not feeding her. According to the Ramah, she can keep it even mitzad mitziya. That's what he suggests. Hatema me'arav shehelen kol zevetzorach. This is the words of the Mishnah Lemelech. Okay, I'm also a very important Mishnah Lemelech. Very important. How do we pass it? Nachovus. Rosh and Ramah. That's all for the Shulchan Aruch. It's Simen Pei Dalet. Simen Pei Dalet. That's great. This is still the last Maran Makomah. So we're just wrapping up, as we say. I think we're basically done. I think we're done after this with the Makomah. I think.
The
Gimel
is very interesting. That's about the washing part.
Okay. we're still finishing up the last Maran Makomah. Pei Dalet Sifal. See what it says. Pay down the roadside. The whole one thing is one line. Mitzia Saisha Levala. Stop. I'm only going to read three words. The second I'm not going to read right now. Three words. Mitzia Saisha Levala. Three words, sum total. Okay. So, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? Because the Torah says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzia Saisha. Shnei Talim. Lama balacha mitzias. Echa mishem lezaynus shenosala. Echa mishem eva. Okay. And the Shas compares mitzia. Kadavar de'etchak. Rashi says, Hol v'rov mitzias boya de'etchak. L'chein dinam kadavar de'etchak. That's what Rashi says. You get an impression from Rashi. All mitzias. Lo plug.
What's the eva?
The husband says this. I work my kishas off to make a living for you. You find a diamond and you keep it. Well, if it's good. If I work hard for you, if you find something, you should go to me. And I'm always going to hate it. We and I are different with Sodom. That's what it says in the Quran. Okay, so it's not close in Rashi and the Rush. Because if we saw the Rush a minute ago, Dafti Matsiyah de'at chak, then they'at chak. Abba Shabbat, Siyah, Siyah, Shalom, the Kulam, and Mosi, most of the amount, it goes to him because you didn't extend yourself. We're going to sit in pain. It's brought up to the other track. Possibly got back. Ain't about seeing me out of Isha, the other track, as we saw. Can't get me to see you. Ain't about seeing Rabbo Sai. What's he saying? What's he saying? The Mishnah Shalok Halacha? Nobody has a chokus tanoi. So my chokus go on around the pass in the Rabbi Haigon and the Rabbi Nachanan, as we saw earlier today. What is he trying to say over here? If you hold that Adama de Etchak goes to the woman, which is certainly the Minig HaBach, and you hold Metzias the equivalent, so she keeps all of her Metzias. It's against the Mishnah, the Mishnah Shalok Adina. What's going on to Tanakama? If you read it face value, it sounds like it's saying.
What's the source of Raji, though? The Mara only talks about zone and work. It doesn't talk about
Mitzia.
No, her property is her property.
No. There is a Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Samach Vav, we saw it earlier today. Let's go back to it. We start with Samach Vav, that was our first mocker in this sheet. Let's go back at the end of the sheet, go right back where we came from. Samach Vav, Amar Aleph. Amar HaPapa, Mitzia Kadav Le'etchak, Rashi gives us the sixth narrow line. The role Metzias Tzarech Lachazer Achareyim. Don't dog him with Shneshu Bayabasha, Otsvi Shavur, O Lachapes Sima, which means a treasure. Bekarka. He's snooping around for a treasure hunt. So a lot of work going into looking for this Metzias. Right. That's. But Rashi said, Rove, and the low plug. But the Rashi said, no, it's only those. Okay? So that's. So the Gemara is making a comparison over here on the Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and the Beis Shmuel sounds like he's saying that with the Mishnah Shalok Halacha. I mean, it's hard to believe it's really true. So the Chelkas Mechokin goes through the same thing. For Pasuk Liel Reishim and Pei, so the Docha is a Mosa Lebal, then Cain Kolvitz Yosef Gamkein Lebal. But according to the Rach and Rav Hai, what's the famim? Famim means adei atchak. Gam etzia lif amim liatzma. What does it mean? Adei atchak. She went around at night looking around for Matthias. Oh, so he's saying not always. A metzia shaloi adei atchak goes to the husband. A metzia adei atchak goes to the wife. That's what he suggested. So it's obviously incompatible with Rashi. Says that all Metzias are the equivalent of Adei Atchak because it's kind of a low plug. Remarkable.
Why does she go around looking for Metzias?
She's looking for Metzias.
Why?
She wants to make some money.
She wants to or she needs to?
Yeah, she needs it. The Kitzer, this is what the Mepharshim are talking about over here. So no one says that she gets the Metzias Isha Lebala that Shalok Halacha. Nobody, you could say it, put two steps together. Number one, Pas Nadafa De Etchak Le'isha, that's been bachted. And number two, hold like Rashi, that all Metzias, no matter what, are the equivalent of the Etchak. But it's too good to be true. So those who hold that Nadafa De Etchak goes Le'isha and the Metzias the equivalent, learn only Metzias De Etchak. That would in fact go to the Isha, but Shalok Halacha would go to the husband. I can't make the Mishnah Shalok Halacha. I was too bold to stay. That's what emerges from the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkos B'chol. Fascinating.
Couldn't you just say that Rabbi Akiva argues with the Mishnah?
You could be so bold.
The Rach possibly like the Rabbi Akiva.
I said it's no problem. I gave you that possibility. But the mice no one holds it. These three words, which see the Bible, are found in the Shulchan Aruch. Someone could be as bold as to say the Mechabel Shuktoso and Simit Pei Hadav Yitzchak goes le Baila. If you follow the Bach, who says the minig in his day was to give it to the woman, then all the Metzias go to her. It's a 100% logical possibility. I haven't seen it yet, because they start saying it's only on the Adchak, they don't accept that bold psak with Rashi. I haven't seen anyone say the Farish. But if someone wanted to, she said Kimli, why can't I say Kimli? You know, I would put two Kimlis together and people might see us. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But maybe. The Chelkos Machlokos is over here. The Rosh is the Machlokos. They're both saying, that's Ramah. She can say, Eini Nizonis, Eini Nosein Lecha Metzia. And the Rosh disagrees, as we saw. Eini Kedai, Nire, Eini Nizonis, the Ramah is right. The Ramah is right. See, the Rosh is right, but it's not Machlokos, but look. That's what the Chelkos is here, it's a cut and base. Fascinating. Rabosai. The Chazanish suggests that if he did not give her enough to eat, and based on that, she said, "Eini nizonis v'eini osa." You're not giving me any food. I'm starving. Maybe, I think it's a typo in the Chazanish. Even the Rosh will agree that the Netzia goes to her. You got your Ramah, the Ultra Post, it makes no sense. I think it's just simply a typo. That's amazing. Not only that, but once it's hers, right, Chazanish, it totally hers. Totally hers. Totally hers. Whoa, what does that mean? Take a look at Tosis, Daf Nun Tes Samad Aleph. This will get into down the Marma comments here. Nun Tes Samad Aleph. Give a look, just for a second. Post Rabbi Akiva. Post Rabbi Akiva. Yofer, the Kosava Lover Yatchak, Havel Isha, as we saw in Absalom of Love, fine. The Yavtomar, Hank Yofel Hofer, for Ain't the Midrama Shabinola Beno. The H. Lama. The Choshe Benola Beno, the Fish and Yofel, the Zoro, the Kak Mamish, but Sintom, as a Royalo, Loniach and a Royalo, Inami, in Im chelk gam chelk of a shubit lo, she yuk of them karga, who yoch of Paris. Whoa! Tosis says beforeish that when it says our Akiva holds it belongs to her, not without attached strings. It's the call of nichse malug. You know what the word malug means? Who knows what the word malug means? What's maliga? No? Plucking. He clips coupons. He plucks the dividends. Nichse malug is uoch of Paris. So he's suggesting over here, Tosis told that in this case, if you hold that it belongs to her, he eats the Paris. So often the Tosis are enough nun test omer aleph from the Kivaka Paschas this way. But do we all hold this way? Do others hold this way? We'll take a look on the Beis Shmuel. In Simon Beis, or both say, excuse me, Simon Pei. Take a look in Simon Pei. This is still Siv Cotton Base. Simon Pei, Siv Cotton Base, Beis Shmuel. Doch Atzma. Let's take a look. Also for Lila, well, she's multitasked. It's called all the Chaka Korn to Chita Sarifa Ramba. Some say multitasking goes to her. And some say it all goes to her. That's the Rach. Quote all the opinions. Because of a Bach, Minit Shalonu, Shem Motzim Yodah, Dem Lehem Lach Shalai Dechah. Because of a Toysvis, Miksubas Nun Tes, Hamas Tari Gimel, Mordechai, Masha Shayach, Lo Lo Kimem Karka, Vuhu Ocho Peris. The Beis Shmuel simply quotes the Toysvis after the test of that we just saw. Okay. However, Rabbi Osai, that's only one opinion in Tosis. One opinion in Tosis. That's an Inami. There are Rishonim of Paskin, like the first Dayan. The Rosh in the Dorim, when that comes up, just quotes only the first Dayan. So, Machlokes. And the Chazanish is known to the Paskin, that belongs to her completely. Completely, Rav Osai. Not just, he can't get payers even. Wow. Wow. So now, Rav Osai, we saw in the Tosis in the Sam of Gimel that if she does malacha, grinding and other things in the house, household chores, you subtract from her responsibility to produce 5 slaw worth of wool. Tosis says, where'd they get it from? Where'd Tosis get it from? Tosis is a chidush nifla. Take a look at the Tosis again, we haven't seen it in a while. This is Sam of Gimel and Alf. Tosis on the last sheet. Let's take a look at the third wide line. Watch. It says, second wide line. It says, and if the test mass your dad meeting the kites, who the shah malacha is going to tochen as the alpha, lo shayach kitsusa. You never know how much it's going to be worth. Whoa, we know it's 5 slot. Amalay nira, el kiyomen nizonis and yosef turum mikol zayin malachas. How do you know? It's a Mishnah. Samach Dalman Beis. Im Hoysam Mein Nekes. Pokes Lami Masio Deo. Dira Wadin Tokhenet Viofa. Why is it mentioned Mein Nekes? Because it's Masha Ede Shlish. She can't do the other things for him. She's not living in the house with him. That's what Tosis is suggesting. That there's no difference. Same as Mein Nekes. She's nursing the baby. You subtract the amount she has to do with wool, so too, she's doing another malacha. She's cooking, she's baking, she's laundering, should also take away. Tosis rejects this proof a little bit. Why? Maybe it's different. Dr. Nokat Menika, lines of Menika, the sixth, not wide line. Should the Torah Mamad Cholov, that's why Tosis Masya there, but still, you can be Dokhara Raya, but there's still a note there that Halacha Lamaisa, which is that way. And until we pass in halacha, take a look at the Rosh, Rav Osai, end of Simon, Lamed Aleph. Rav Osai, the Rosh, the end of Simon, Lamed Aleph. The Rosh, end of Simon, Lamed Aleph. This is Bod Lalach, Perek Hamishi, end of Simon, Lamed Aleph. So it's unequivocal here in the Rosh at the end of Simon Lamed Aleph. Interestingly, Rav Osai, some say pshat in the Rambam that way. Why did the Rambam not mention how much Mishko Chamesh Sloim? Because in the typical case, she's doing other work too. You have to subtract. Who knows how much to subtract? You can't give klal. You just don't know. You can't give klal. You can't. And therefore, since you can't give klal, so that's why the Rambam didn't say anything. That's a little bit shver. It should have given a klal where she's not doing any other work. How much? So they quote the Meiri. The Meiri says, fascinating, it all depends how thick the wool is. It's like a certain weight. All depends how thick the wool is. That's what he says. If it's thinner, so then you have to do less weight. That's why Yehuda was less than Galil. So therefore, the Ram left it out, because we have no idea how thick our wool is compared to the thickness of Yehuda and Galil. That's exactly what the Meiri says on the Mishnah, Samuel Dalman Beis. We're not Bekiyim nowadays, and he's Shurim, and he ends with the three most important words. Hakol Keminik Habidim. We only have 2 minutes to go, our last Nakuda. Last Nakuda. There's a Ran. Please open up Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Ran, please. Chav Hei Amid Beis, that's in the old print. What is it, in the new print? Ayin Gimel. Halacha Rabbi Elazar, miu mashu de ena chayavas lasas mishkal chamesh soim el kadei shalot tei yoshev as a betel. Yesh omen de mamalach at the dido habi kemen she en mechayav and also el kadei shalot tamla de zima kol she osu ben achayav ben asa ozala yitayma. Rashi Mekasev, Vistabra, Shalo Olim, Me'adafa, De'atchak, Da'havi, De'baal, Afopi, She'osim, Meritzon, Lo Mitoras Chiv. What's going on? She does work, which is only to get out of boredom or immorality, but the prophets go to the husband anyway, like Adafa, De'atchak, he passes that way, like the Machab. Lo Yadati Ma'o, says Iran. The call, next page. Hadava bird sown on assets. Aval became hiknu alabal tachas mo kesef. Afil adifa hadava detchak when misha posted came. Umayin in zelikan. What they do with this? What they do with this? There she's doing it on her own. Here he is out. She's actually required to do it. But. It's nothing to do with just to keep her out of trouble. So maybe she could keep, it, so don't keep her out of trouble. Abu Karb Nomar, Shim Temelacht Ol Yatzma, Kevin Shlo Starach Lachshol Vimabal Tisbat La Metavli Dezima. Oh, right, the goose farm. You have to have an accounting every day to her husband. She's going to do it, but if there's no accounting process, Chas V'Shalom, it's going to end up with Chalila V'Chalas Znus. I don't know. I want to add two quick points in the next minute. One is, Rabosai, that there is a Ritva who says, if it's on the sheet, Ritva says, you know what, let's stop here. I want to go, let's talk this out. We'll start this tomorrow. We'll start with this Ritva. One of the Mar Makomas. We'll try to go through some of the other sheet of the Kubes and another Makoras, so we're going to go down. Again, we're trying to figure out what he's chayav towards her, what she's chayav towards him. That's his whole sheet, nothing more than that.